Good morning, and welcome to Evans Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Jeannie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. Today, we're going to talk all about the things that we treasure. We can decide whether they have value or not, and then we can decide where we're going to store them. These songs that I'll play cross many styles of the gospel genre, and they feature local talent as well as international artists. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please send your CD to Heavens Radio, P.O. Box 990-095, Redding, California, 96099, or email your MP3 files to heavens_radio@yahoo.com. I'm going to kick off today's music journey with a song from the Blackwood Brothers. Here's Old Country Church.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
How the people would sing, it would make the rafters ring
at that old
country church. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river? Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down.
It came down.
And the children would smile as they shouted down the aisles of that old country church.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Then on Sunday I'd see all my friends dear to me
at that old country church.
When it came time for prayer, everybody would be there at that old country church.
I'm leaning,
safe and secure from all alarm.
Leaning
on the everlasting arms. Now the years have gone by, and so many have died
at that old country church.
But they're on the other shore, where they'll sing forevermore as they did at that old country church.
I'm redeemed.
All kinds to make the world. Every one of us has a tailor-made story to tell. We've all shared some events together, but we've also had our own education and experiences. The point where we often go separate ways is in the things that we gather as treasures. It has become a symbol of status to have expensive cars, vacation homes, and mansions, and some folks believe that the more of these expensive things they have, the more respect they deserve. Well, I believe differently. I believe that character, honesty, empathy, and sharing have far more value than money can buy. How do you feel? Here's Guy Penrod, The People That Matter.
I know in this life I can count on one hand the number of real friends I have. They don't always tell me what I want to hear, but the truth hadn't hurt me that bad. They stand with me, fall with me, go through it all with me. They know I'd be there for them. There are people who care what you drive, what you wear, where you live, how much money you make. But how many of them could you still call a friend if it was all taken away? For the
that care.
What you have don't matter, and the people that matter don't care. There's no better view after losing it all than the view that I got from my knees. The truth stood before me like a wide open door to the people that matter to me. The ones who would die for me, fly my flag high for me, what more could I ever need? There are people who care what you drive, what you wear, where you live, how much money you make. But how many of them could you still call a friend if it was all taken away? Oh, the people that care what you have don't matter, and the people that matter don't. Some people enough is just never enough, but for me it's enough to be loved. But how many of them could you still call a friend if it was all taken?
Gathering treasure along your journey, be sure to include Jesus. He's the greatest treasure this world will ever know. He'll keep you safe and on that steady path to heaven and bring you back if you go astray. Here are Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, Drifting Too Far from the Shore.
Out on a perilous deep, where danger silently creeps, and storms so violently sweep, you're drifting too far from the shore. Drifting too far from the shore. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today the tempests roll high and clouds overshadow the sky. Sure death is hovering nigh. You're drifting too far from the shore.
Why meet this terrible fate? Mercies abundantly wait. Turn back before it's too late. You're drifting too far from the shore.
Drifting too far from the shore. Drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today,
let him show you the way.
You're drifting too far from the shore.
We all know you cannot buy your way into heaven. Even if we could, it wouldn't bring us peace or happiness. Because of our human nature, we'd most likely still want more. Here's Chad Roland, Too Much Is Never Enough.
face in the street. $8.99 and all you can eat. SUVs lined in the lot, all them heavy hitters licking their chops. See the man on the curb with the sign, I work for food. They say he ain't worth nothing, and he smells like booze. While the people inside are just stuffing on seconds, pulling their britches up. We're all standing in a buffet line. Too much is never enough. She's got Botox needles and a spray on the tan, smoothing them wrinkles, trying to please her man. They say Dr. Roberts, he can get you in shape. A little nip and tuck goes a long, long way. See the little girls play double dutch in the neighbor's yard. Everybody's invited, no matter who you are. While mommy's mixing up a Percocet cocktail, vanity's the latest drug. Dr. Roberts, just one more prescription. Too much is never enough. Wall Street's a buzzing, market's on the rise. Corporate corruption is driving up the price. Declare bankruptcy, mortgage your home, or pay them bills with a student loan. While all the old folks are waiting on a check from Uncle Sam, working their whole lives, doing the best they can. While the politician's checking in a penthouse suite, waiting on his lobster lunch. There's an old rig pumping in the Middle East desert. Too much is never enough. There's a preacher on the TV in a three-piece suit. Says, send me $20 and I'll pray for you. If you can spare a little more, think of what you'll get. Flying up to heaven in a chariot. See, the Son of God, he ain't got a place to lay his head. He said, seek me first. But they killed him dead. Oh, how the Savior bled. While the TV preacher's puffing on a cigar, Lordy's got the Midas touch. Paying off his jet with some widow's pension. Too much is never enough. You better walk in the light and hang on to love. Much is never enough.
Here's George Jones, Hallelujah Weekend.
Coffee pot's perking, soon daddy's for working. Oh, it's Monday, Lord, and we forgot you again. By Tuesday we're awaiting, and it's getting aggravating, knowing Wednesday still hangs in the wind. Thursday we're thinking of dancing and drinking, cause Friday starts another Satan's weekend. Saturday's gonna please us, oh, but Sunday without Jesus only brings trouble Mondays again. Start your Mondays, Tuesdays,
Wednesdays.
Living for Jesus, Satan never was a friend.
And your Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays,
all the joy he'll bring will never be an end. Let's be more understanding why he seems so commanding. He only wants love for dying for our sins. Start your Mondays with Jesus, and Sundays come and leave us a full 7-day hallelujah weekend. Start your Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, living for Jesus, Satan never was a friend. And your Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays,
all
the joy he'll bring, there'll never be an end. Let's be more understanding why he seems so commanding. He only wants love for dying for our sins. Start your Mondays with Jesus, and Sunday's gonna leave us a happy 7-day hallelujah weekend. Start your Mondays with Jesus, and Sunday's gonna leave us a happy 7-day hallelujah weekend.
Your church is meant to be a place where you and your family and your church family all come together to worship the Lord. There's no room for politics or loud debates. There's no room for being offended by someone else's opinion, and there's no room for criticism. We're all there to fellowship. The world gives us enough of a hard time. Please just be kind to each other. Chad Bushnell says it best, "That ain't my church."
If it's somewhere where you get judged by who you sit within the pew, that ain't my church. If it's somewhere that forgiveness depends on what you do, that ain't my church. And if it's all about the dollar sign, that ain't what the Father had in mind. My church is somewhere you can lay it down and find your peace on holy ground and know you're loved much more than you deserve. If it's somewhere that the Spirit flows, lights up the heart, renews the soul, and gives you hope that's wrapped up in the Word, that's what I'm talking about. If it's anything else, that ain't my church. That ain't my church. If they water down the message so there's no way to offend, that ain't my church. If the truth takes a backseat to whatever pleases man, that ain't my church. If the love of Jesus ain't what it's about, if they discount the cross, they can count me out. A church is somewhere you can lay it down and find your peace on holy ground and know you're loved much more than you deserve. It's somewhere that the Spirit flows, lights up the heart, renews the soul, and gives you hope that's wrapped up in the Word. That's what I'm talking about, 'cause if it's anything else, that ain't my church. It's somewhere that the Spirit flows, lights up the heart, renews the soul, and gives you hope that's wrapped up in the Word. Hey, this is God.
As you gather treasure, be sure to grab some humility, some compassion, and a dash of empathy. It could be you living on the street with a shopping cart overflowing with all your worldly possessions. All it would take is one little slip or a bad turn, and your life could change. I have a little prayer of thanks that I recite pretty often these days. There but for the grace of God go I, and by His grace, I am what I am. Everything that I have has come from Him. I don't want to own too much here, because it could distract me from my ultimate destination. I have a mansion prepared just for me in heaven. That and its creator, Jesus, are the foundation of my greatest treasures. Here's Bob Christensen, Stumbling to Glory Land.
He had a crust of bread, cheap wine for lunch. He cashed in his bottles and he prayed that the sun would come out long enough to warm his chili bones. It's plain to see that he's known better times. He'd give you a nickel if he only had a dime. He doesn't give away most everything he owns. He's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark Jesus found as a young man, and is stumbling to glory land. Yes, he's stumbling to glory. Time when he was young and strong. Back then he had a job, but it's been so long that he barely remembers it at all. Now he's picking up the pennies that other people drop, praying that someday he'll come out on top, and he's praying that his faith will carry him through. He's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark that Jesus found as a young man, and he's stumbling to glory land. Stumbling to glory. A lesson he could teach and I could learn about judging others by the money that they earn. Try to find the heart behind the style. And he's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. And he's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. And he's clinging to that spark of Jesus found as a young man, as he stumbled into glory land. And he's got 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the grave. He's halfway to heaven, hoping God still knows his name. Clinging to that spark of Jesus found as a young man, stumbling to glory land. Yes, he's stumbling to glory land.
You're listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger. In order to keep these programs on the air, KKRN depends on the support of our listeners. If you haven't already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find that donate button on our safe, secure website at kkrn.org. You can sign up to become a monthly donor there as well. Another way that you can help is by donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. We thank you.
His divine power has given us everything, everything we need. His divine power has given us everything, oh, everything we need for life and godliness, through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. He has given everything for life and godliness, through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. His divine power has given us everything we need. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness, to our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. He has given everything for life and godliness, to our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. His divine power has given us everything we need. His divine power has given us everything we need.
Heard the a cappella company, Everything We Need. And I have a special treat for you today. My friend Diane is in the studio with me. She performs with me in Heaven's Radio Music Ministry. She's going to read a couple of verses for you from the Bible.
Hey, all you people out there in Radio Land. Besides being a cool title for a show, Moth and Rust is also in a couple of Bible verses when Jesus was speaking in the Sermon on the Mount. Now, my brother Adrian and I, we love the King James Version with all the these and thous, and he says, I want those these and thous because that's what Mama read to us. Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So, hey, Janie, what was that you were saying about stuff?
Oh, it's just that some people think that if they have really expensive stuff and lots of it, that they deserve more respect, which I don't think is true.
I don't think so either. I cut my hair for corporate once and they canned me. Anyway, that's a long story. A long time ago. I'm a happy girl now. Talking about stuff and how and respect, here's another verse. And this is from the Message version, 2 Corinthians 5:16. They are talking about Jesus. Because of this decision, We don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life emerges.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour, Diane.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't make much sense to surround ourselves with stuff. I think the best treasures are the ones that come from within us. The world can harden us with every bump and every pothole we hit. It's important that we keep compassion at the forefront. Here's Steve Ivey, Can't Take It With You.
The rich man has his money, the poor man has his pride, and we all want to be a star, but it won't go on that ride. Our world is full of possessions, money, boats, and cars, but Jesus should be number one, not some old movie star. No, you can't take it with you when you go. It'll just be you and God. He's gonna have the show. All those possessions will be left behind on earth. You'll never see a U-Haul pull behind a hearse. Anything, your music, your TV. But if you're not giving God more time, then you're not what you should be. So gather up all your possessions and round up all your friends. See how they're gonna help you when it comes down to the end. No, you can't take it with you when you go. It'll just be you and God. He's gonna have a show. All those possessions will be left behind on earth. You'll never see a U-Haul pull behind a hearse. No, you can't take it with you when you go. It'll just be you and God. He's gonna have a show. All those possessions will be left behind on earth. You'll never see a U-Haul pull behind a hearse. You'll never see a U-Haul pull behind a hearse.
When God blesses you, you can be pretty sure He's pleased with you. Or it could be that you have a little prayer warrior that you may have overlooked. I know that I have several. As a matter of fact, I am one on other folks' behalf. Now here's Gordon Mote, Maplewood Methodist Church.
Spends every night inside these walls, dumps the trash and sweeps the halls, and he makes sure that stained glass shines. Picks up paper in the pews and stacks the chairs in the choir room, but his real work don't start till quitting time. When he goes through every prayer and quest, lying on the pastor's desk, he hits his knees and says, God bless Miss Summersby. Lord, it's hard to live alone, and Mariana Thompson wants her daddy back at home, and Mr. Nelson needs forgiveness, old man Miller's crops need rain, while the whole town's fast asleep, he's hard at work, pulling that midnight shift at the Maplewood Methodist Church. Every night's the same routine, and by the time he finally leaves,
He's done so much more than clean the building. He's called down angels from on high and helped someone through a sad goodbye. And lost souls finally find what they've been missing. The congregation will never see that simple man who still believes he can change the world by saying, please give Johnny Mays the strength to put that bottle down. Mrs. Bailey and her husband find a way to work things out. And Mrs. Olson hold on long enough to see her daughter's wedding day. While the whole town's fast asleep, he's hard at work pulling that midnight shift at the Maplewood Methodist Church. Sign out front says Sunday service starts at 9 and 10:15, but he holds his own revival 7 nights. Fast asleep, he's hard at work pulling that midnight shift at the Maplewood Methodist Church. Spends every night inside these walls, dumps the trash and sweeps the halls, and he makes sure that stained glass shines.
Wherever you are, if you're walking with Jesus, then your greatest treasure is right beside you. If you have the desire to spend eternity with Him, you need to make sure your treasures are laid up in heaven, because that's where He'll be, and you will too. Lay your treasures up for the future, not for the present. Here's Brooks and Dunn. I ain't singing that song no more.
Out of my mind, deep in despair, I didn't feel, I didn't care. Spirit broken, my will was gone. There's nothing left to keep me hanging on. Then out of somewhere a Savior came, pulled me in and took away my pain. Now I ain't singing that song no more. I burned that bridge and then I swam to shore. Oh, the river, it was deep and wide, but you were waiting on the other side. Now I ain't singing that song no more. Talk about a hopeless cause, a lost soul, that's what I was. I thought nobody could hear my cries, as I sat and witnessed my own demise. Then out of somewhere a Savior came, pulled me in and took away my pain. I ain't singing that song no more. Burned that bridge and then I swam the shore. Oh, the river, it was deep and wide, but you were waiting on the other side. Now I ain't singing that song no more.
it was deep and wide, but you were waiting on the other side. Now I ain't singing that song no more. I ain't singing that song no more.
What? No.
I burned that bridge and then I swam to shore.
We have a home prepared for us in heaven. We'll walk streets of gold by the beautiful crystal clear river of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb and lined with fruit trees growing from the tree of life in a city with walls made of precious stones, and the Lord God will be our light. My treasure lies in heaven. I don't need anything to keep me here, do you? Here are the Needhams, Moving Up.
Or a high-rise penthouse view. I don't have the minus touch and all my things are new. But my father owns a cattle on a thousand rolling hills. But one day soon he'll call me to a mansion he has built. Cause I'm moving to a mansion by the peaceful river that never shall be dry. I'm moving to a city where the streets are gold and they never come to night. Where the king of all creation is robed in splendor forever to reign on high. I'm moving on. I used to be an orphan, and shame filled me with it. For the prince of darkness had me bound by chains of sin. Well, then I found forgiveness when I called on Jesus' name. Now I've got his royal blood flowing through my veins. Cause I'm moving to a mansion by the peaceful river that never shall run dry. I'm moving to a city where the streets are gold and there never comes night. Where the king of all creation is robed in splendor forever to reign on. I am moving up, I'm moving up. Cause I'm moving to a mansion by the peaceful river that never shall run dry. I'm moving to a city where the streets are gold and there never comes night. Where the king of all creation is robed in splendor forever to reign on.
Moving up.
Time while there's still time, let's
let strangers enter there. Give to the least of them, show them someone cares, and you may be entertaining angels unaware. Through you, and his joy will be manifest in you, and the lost, they'll be found by the things you do, as he works through you, by the things you do.
You just heard Keith Green, Go to the Hungry Ones, and now here from the North State are the Wintons, Get Right or Get Left.
Get right, get left, no center, don't you know? Go up, go down, to the one that dwells below. Stay back, go forward, the choice is yours alone. Get right, get left, when he calls children home.
Brother, take this warning before it is too late. Judgment day awaits you
just outside those pearly gates.
Today's on earth a number, the day your life began.
It's never been a question if the only question's when. Get right, get left, don't sin or don't you know. Go up, go down, to the one that dwells below. Stay back, go forward, the choice is yours alone. Get right, get left, when he calls his children home.
Make your preparation, don't wait another day.
Reach out and take your saviors and he'll guide you all the way. Get right, get left, don't sin or don't you know. Go up, go down, to the one that dwells below. Stay back, go forward, the choice is yours alone. Get right, get left, when he calls his children home.
Revelation 21 says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Here's Daly and Vincent, On the Other Side.
Side.
on the other side. Everybody sings, there's miles and miles of flowers and lots of pretty things where the sky's a perfect blue and everything looks brand new on the other side. Well, I've never been to heaven. I didn't know what it was like, but God let me have a glimpse in my dream last night. And I could see you smiling, you were looking right at me, and for the first time in a long time on your face I saw some peace. And I knew everything was gonna be all right on the other side. On the other side. On the other side. Do you ever see me cry? Do you know how much I miss you? Wish I could have said goodbye. Just one more I love you. Oh, am I really getting through on the other side? Well, I've never been to heaven. I didn't know what it was like. Gonna be all right. No more tears and no more sad goodbyes on the other side. On the other side. On the other side.
I'm going to wrap up our music journey with Craig Duncan's version of I'll Fly Away. But first, I want to thank you for joining me on this lovely Sunday morning. You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please go to our website, kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on my picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep this station running like a fine-tuned auto harp. Be sure that when you gather new treasure on your journey, that you're putting the proper value on it. If it's something that will just weigh you down, get rid of it. Don't gather anything that will take you away from that steady path to heaven and your ultimate destination. We all have a mansion prepared for us, and we'll live eternally with Jesus. For me, there's no greater treasure. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.